Hello, welcome to Larry Reedy's America. If you noticed, it's not the usual America that I started the podcast off with, because this will be the second podcast that's aired weekly. The first one is on Monday. This will be every Thursday. And the interest is it's going to be all about whiskey. I want to introduce you first to our guest or co-host, Steve Ollier. And while I'm explaining the reason for the podcast, Steve was going to do a blind taste test of three different whiskeys. He's going to grade them, and then we're going to talk about each one when he's finished up. And there's also a fourth one, but that's going to be done off air, because our next two podcasts, the same fourth whiskey will be tested by the two other gentlemen that will appear. And I want to see how close they come to liking it and how they grade it. So anyway, without further ado, Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Larry.
And Steve's going to start off with number one, and I'm going to tell you how this all came about. I recorded a podcast with Steve Ollier, Greg Dierberg, and Mike Spreckelson for Blind Whiskey Tasting. The podcast will be aired on Larry Reedy's America, April 3rd, 2023. In my opinion, this podcast was informative and entertaining. The only problem was four guys who liked whiskey and talking. This podcast was an hour and 50 minutes long. My three guests have great palates, so I thought if I limited the broadcast for about 30 minutes with one guest, or I should say co-host, a weekly podcast will be a great addition to my existing show. A new podcast on Larry Reedy's America, W for Whiskey, will be available every Thursday. I think we can inform listeners who are new to whiskey and experienced whiskey drinkers who are overwhelmed with the incredible choices available for bourbons, ryes. Batesville Liquor Company has several tastings through the year and has dates for tasting on their Facebook page. All of our listeners from other states, check your local liquor store for tastings. If anyone wants a certain bourbon or rye reviewed, questions or any comments, my website's larryreedy.net, and it's an easy way, by the way, to listen to my podcast. My phone number is 812-871-4224 to text or call. I hope you enjoy the new and my existing podcast as much as I enjoy recording them. I intend to continue my policy of no editing and no advertising. Now let's see how Steve did with number one. How's the nose?
I didn't get a whole lot off the nose. I didn't get a whole lot off the nose. I couldn't tell a whole lot with it. Taste wise though, I thought it was pretty good. Nutty. I got peanuts initially, maybe some hazelnuts. Easy drinker, kind of mellow. Proof doesn't seem real high.
How about the finish?
I thought the finish, medium finish. You know, it didn't burn a whole lot. Yeah. A little bit of burn initially, but then it kind of died off. Easy sipper.
Okay.
And I almost thought it was like a finished bourbon, where it may have been, because I got a little winey taste to it. So may or may not, but I got that wine taste to it.
So. Okay, so on scale of 10, nose?
5, maybe.
5?
Yeah.
Okay. Palate?
7.
7.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
5, 7, and finish.
6 is about a medium finish. Yeah.
Okay.
Not real strong.
I'm going to write this down so I remember. So we have 5. And palate was 7.
And then a 6. Yeah.
7 and a 6. Okay. Okay, on to number two. And while you're testing number two, there's a, if you're in the Batesville, Cincinnati, or Indianapolis area, on March 2nd, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Batesville Liquor Company is going to have a special guest and tasting. Mark Nutch is a former Army U.S. Ranger and Special Forces officer. As captain and commander of the ODA 595 Special Forces Group, Mark led a team of 12 Green Berets to the first land in Afghanistan in response to the attacks on our country on 9/11. Their historic and unconventional warfare experience earned them the moniker, the Horse Soldiers. And this has been brought to life in Hollywood film 12 Strong, as well as in other numerous leading books and documentaries. Today, Mark is a brand ambassador for the international award-winning ultra-premium Horse Soldier bourbon brand. He and his family live in Kansas, and Mark's favorite way to drink Horse Soldier bourbon is neater on the rocks. He will be at the whiskey tasting, at the bourbon tasting for Horse Soldier, March 2nd, 2023, 5:30 to 7. And I'm sure you would be glad to hear his stories and have a nice little conversation with him. And just remember, Cincinnati, we're only 50 miles away at the most, and Indy, we're 70 miles away. It'll be worth the trip. Okay, how are we doing on the second one?
Good. Again, I'm getting a whole lot off the nose at all. Maybe my nose is messed up today.
Really?
It's almost like sweet ethanol. I don't know. I'm not getting a whole lot. On the taste, it seems kind of young. I've got a lot of corn taste to it. I hope it doesn't bite me in the ass, but that it's a really good one that I'm not reading right, but it does seem young with a lot of corn.
Yeah.
Not much of a finish, in my opinion, but.
And how many sips have you had?
Well, on my third sip now.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait for a second because.
It takes a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I'm kind of surprised because I really kind of like it.
See, I like the middle. The taste, it's the taste is good. I'm not getting much of a finish though.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, maybe my nose is messed up, but I'm not getting a whole lot of nose at all. But
okay.
Taste wise, you know, it's good. Like I said, I get a lot of corn off this one.
Yeah. And is the finish too short?
It's short. For me, it just drops off almost immediately. You know, it's got a good flavor, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Okay. So, rating the nose.
See, I can't smell it, so I just... Three?
Okay, let's do a three on the nose. And on the palate?
Initially, I didn't care for it much at all. Second sip, it got a little better. Third sip, I taste the nuttiness, the sweetness.
It took me about three sips to get used to it. Yeah. And then,
Seven. Yeah.
And finish...
But to me, it just drops off immediately. I don't think it has much of a finish at all, maybe a four.
Okay, interesting. Now, when you want to cleanse your palate, there's crackers, there's water, there's everything. By the way, to the audience, I really would like a lot of people to comment. And I don't care if you call me, text. I'm retired. I don't have to be anyplace. This is something for audience participation. And if you've been thinking about buying a certain bourbon or a certain rye, and you don't want to pull the trigger on it because you've had mixed reviews, maybe. If I might have the rye in my collection, or I might have the bourbon in my collection.
Well, we may have it open at the
store. But I'm sure Batesville Liquor will have it. Now, if you're asking me to review Pappy's or something, forget it.
Well, the thing is, everybody's palate's different. So what I don't like, you may love.
Right.
And what I don't like today, I may find okay tomorrow.
Well, when
it's weird.
When they listen to the initial eight tastings that we had with the three of you, you were all pretty close on the top ones, but some of them were.
Oh yeah.
Just and y'all have good palates. Yeah. I mean,
and my palate changes all the time. I mean, it's like, you know, palates definitely change over time.
Yeah.
You know what I like now, probably didn't like a few years ago, but it also changes daily for me sometimes. You know, like,
yeah,
I'll taste something a couple days later after it's been open and breathed a little bit. And it's like, yeah,
the only thing that I can taste all the time are sliders from White Castle. That's a 3-day deal.
You'll taste that several days later. It's like, I ate that. That was good Wednesday.
Yeah. You get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. For days.
Okay, let's try number three. And anyway, I'm going to try to do a live show. I live in the country, and the reception's terrible out here. So hopefully that's going to change in the near future. But it would be nice to do something live and talk to people on air. And also, we'll probably have, besides the normal four of us, there's some friends that they're gone for the winter, great palates, and we may from time to time have another guest on to do the whiskey tastings. But I have enough whiskey that we can do a little over a year without adding to it. Because if I add too much more to the whiskey, I think my wife's going to try and commit me. Okay, Steve's on the taste right now. Yeah, I think he's done with the nose. And so what do you think on the nose, Steve?
I thought of the three that had the best nose.
Best nose?
Yeah. Started out a little like floral. And then I went to like baking spices where you could smell like your kitchen when you're baking an apple pie, you know. I thought, definitely this had the best nose.
So what number are you going to give it?
This is my favorite so far. I don't.
Yeah.
But, six.
Really? That's all? That surprises me.
Six or seven, yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Okay.
I got to be careful. You might sneak something really, really good in here that I, you know, it blows my mind, but. Yeah, I thought that this definitely had the best nose of the three.
Yeah.
And then taste-wise, I got a lot of cinnamon, some baking spices. It was good. I like this one. Seems a little bit higher proof to me. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but.
Yeah.
I'd probably give this one like sevens across the board.
Seven.
Maybe, you know what I mean?
Seven across the board.
Yeah. Even the finish, too. Finish okay. A little longer. You take it like a deep breath about halfway through after you're drinking, and you feel that pepper spice coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got a little longer finish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah, sevens.
Seven all the way.
Seven, borderline eight on the finish there.
Okay. Now, this is the fun part.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The number one is Cooper's Craft Bourbon.
Okay.
100 proof.
Uh-huh.
But it's, what, $30, $32?
Yeah. It's
yeah. Inexpensive. Yeah. The second one, which it's not my go-to, uh-huh. but I really kind of like, is the Wiseman Rye.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Another 100 proofer. Yeah.
The Kentucky Owl Pro, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, Kentucky Owl yeah. trying to get reasonable in
yeah.
price.
Yeah.
The third.
I do like the Wiseman Rye.
But the what?
The rye, the Wiseman rye.
That's what you just hit.
Well,
that's what's fun about
it. Apparently, I don't like it as much as I thought.
Yes, I like the Wiseman rye better than I do the bourbon.
I do too.
And
yeah.
Kentucky Owl is a premium bourbon, probably overrated, but they've got one out now. It's some guy was watching on YouTube because they only made 2,000 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
He paid $800 and some for it. He has to be out of his mind, and he doesn't even like it. So, okay, the third one was Joseph Magnus.
No wonder. I like that one. Yeah,
100 proof. Now, I think the Wiseman was what, $60, $50, somewhere now.
Yeah.
Now Joseph Magnus is about a $98 bottle.
$99.99. I know that for a fact. I checked it today.
Okay. And I mean, I would have picked it the same way. The thing is, for around $30, I love the palate on the Cooper's Craft. That short finish, not much of a nose, but I had 4 ounces of that maybe a week ago. I forgot I haven't had a bottle of it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wanted something not real heavy, not too crazy.
Yeah, it's funny because if you drink it on its own, it's great. But you compare it to some other things we got here, it's like,
Yeah, well, I knew that Joseph Magnus was going to win out.
That's good. Yeah.
I mean, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's like last time. For me, the Baker's just, or Booker's, I'm sorry, finished first for me. And it was like, it's higher proof. It's got like going for it. It's like, but the things that finished last for me were like a shock. You know, Eagle Rare, I'm like, huh.
Well, let's, a plug for the liquor store. Do you have Cooper's? I know you have Joseph Magnus.
We got Cooper's Craft.
You got Cooper's Craft, and you got the Wiseman.
And we got the Wiseman.
So
the Ryan
all three are available.
Yeah.
Then, okay. Now what Steve's going to do now, he is going to taste number four, but he's going to write down and not commentate because the next two podcasts, they're also going to taste number four. So we'll see what happens here. Just by the way, if you haven't listened, my regular Larry Reed's America podcast is going on this week, and an amazing couple, very talented, Chris and Laura Ault, both. Chris is doctor of chiropractic. They're involved in theater. Laura was, doing Chris's books for a long time. They're both went to college. They're active in church, theater. Chris is a runner. Laura teaches, I think it's called Zumba lessons at the Y. But just a wonderful couple, very entertaining podcast. So if you get a chance, tune into that one. It's, again, Larry Reedy's America. You can go, it's on Facebook. You can just click on it, or you can go to LarryReedy.net, hit listen, go to Apple, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora. They're on all the, our podcasts are on all of the ones that are listened to a lot. So just a little plug for that, and try to remember to come to Batesville Liquor Store on the 2nd of March if possible, because especially, you know, if I'm a veteran, and I'll tell you, I try to do a lot for vets, and I'm really interested. I'm kind of familiar with their story in Afghanistan, and I'd really like to meet this guy. So I'm going to be there, and if you have any questions, yeah, I'm sure I'll be the oldest guy there. So just look for somebody that's really old.
I can pertain to all of us. That could pertain to many of us. I mean, yeah, go look at my white beard.
Yeah.
But if you want to, if you're not familiar with him and you want to kind of find out about it, watch the movie 12 Strong before you come.
Yeah.
His character is based on, or Chris Hemsworth plays the character based on him.
Oh, okay.
So he's the commander. He teaches them how to ride the horses. They're the first ones in after the towers fall. And yeah, so if you're a Chris Hemsworth fan,
watch. Okay, so I wonder, is that on, do you think Amazon or working?
I think it's on Netflix. Probably Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I dropped my Netflix thing. I don't like his politics.
No, I don't either. But, yeah, I tend to lean that very conservative way too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah. It's patriotic.
One funny story about Netflix. I called my one son, Rich, one time, and I said, "Hey, Rich, just want to let you know, you always want to know if I'm going to buy some stock." I said, "Netflix is at 54. If it drops down to 50 tomorrow, I'm going to buy 300 shares." So the next day, it jumped to 58, and I thought, I'm out. So it finally went up to over $700 and split 3-for-1. So an investment of basically, if I would have been under $18,000 and 2,100 shares, I don't know what it is now. I think it's like 250 a share or so. I could have made a lot of money. I could add more whiskey to my collection.
Without your wife complaining about it.
Yeah, she wouldn't complain about that.
So how's your Disney stock doing? Is that okay too?
The what?
The Disney.
Oh, that'd be the day. No. But anyway, Steve's wrapping up the tastings. Anything else going on at the liquor store?
We got a big tasting coming up for St. Patty's Day.
Oh,
that'll involve a lot of different things. We had beer last. We had beer. We had a lot of Irish whiskeys.
Some of the Irish whiskeys, great.
Oh, I love some. Yeah, there's some good ones. So I assume we'll have a lot of Irish whiskeys. I don't know if we'll have beer again, but it's always a big one. It's fun.
You gonna have Guinness or?
Last year we did have Guinness.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So,
We had Guinness. We had the big ones. Hopefully, we have some small ones too. Last year, we had McConnell's, and I think we had the Finding 69. Some smaller ones that are fun to talk about. So, really good.
I know where I'm going to be spending my St. Patrick's Day.
Your wife's a fan of Irish whiskey too, right?
Oh yes, she loves Jameson. Uh-huh. She's a cheap date.
Well, last year we did. I think we did Jameson Orange, the regular Jameson, and then we did a cream that Jameson owns too.
Yeah. Here, so. I've tried to get her into the Red Breast, or the one that's really good is that. Was it Barkeep Plus America?
Yeah.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I like a lot of the smaller distilleries, you know, like the Fighting 69th.
Yeah, that's good.
McConnell's had one that was finished in wine cask that was phenomenal.
Yeah. I think I got that one,
I
too.
I think you did.
Yeah. It's good. And you know, Irish whiskey just it has a different taste.
It does. It's mild. It's
yeah. But, you know, so does the Texas whiskeys.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a little different thing. There's a distillery in St. Augustine that I might want to try. It's a small craft distillery, but they said because of the weather, the coloring from the barrels comes quicker, and the sodas, they can have maybe a two-year-old whiskey that tastes like a four-year-old
whiskey.
Pretty constant
temperature.
Yeah, because of the temperature.
Yeah.
Hmm. So
sounds like a road trip.
my road trips are over with. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I think what we're going to do, we're going to wrap this one up. And again, this is the 15th of February. So tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, this will be aired at 6 on the 16th. And then our second one will be next Thursday on the 23rd. So I want to thank you for listening. And we're going to close this out with the national anthem. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.